Blog Talk Radio.
That's the key ingredient. I mean, there's some people that probably can
work out. I mean, I even know a couple that met on MySpace and they're married now. They've been married over a year. For me, I need to meet the person, a picture, and us texting or talking back and forth. I mean, that's something, but you need chemistry. I mean, I got to really know if the chemistry is there.
Yeah, I guess in my other way, too, that, you know, I'm going to break it down bit by bit. Now, they said that men more often, 39% more often than phony, and women 150% more. I had to look at that twice. And you know what? I actually do get a thing that's going on now and again where a lot of people prefer, and this is where the whole argument comes up, and I guess I show my age. I'd rather call and I'd rather listen to you, but a lot of people now prefer just to text. Are we so that we've gotten into a society of where people want to clam up and just show their feelings through text? I mean, have you seen that new commercial? I think it's, I can't remember, you know, the commercials are so funny, but where the guy's talking about the other guy and he's standing right in front of him texting. Yeah, it's kind of like that. I'm like, have we gotten to that point now where we have to do that in dating, too? I mean, do we have to set up a date by texting someone? I mean, what would you think if a guy texted you to ask a date?
Well, you know, I've never had that happen. I've never been asked out via text. I think it has gotten to that point. I admit I text a lot. And I think that for me, it's just handier. Like, I can clean, I can vacuum. I just, you know, there's like nothing stopping me from getting my chores done. So I think in that sense, texting's handier. You can still kind of go about your business. You're not tied to your phone, to your ear. I don't know what I would do if some guy asked me out via text. That's kind of corny.
I just don't know about that. I would think that, wouldn't women like almost want a guy to just like just man up and just ask him instead of like, you know, going through the phone and saying, hey, I want to date you. How about, and I guess being let down the easy way, quote unquote, instead of having to look you in the eye.
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know. I've never, like I said, I've never experienced that. You know, I've always been asked out face-to-face. Maybe it's something that, like, the younger people, like, in their 20s and late teens, maybe they're a little more prone to that because that's something maybe their generation's doing. But I think for people in our age group, it's a whole different, well, you know, we still, I don't know, I think we still want at least want to, you know, have the person ask us, whether it's on the phone or, you know, in front of us.
And by the way, for anyone that's listening, if you want to call in and chime in on the whole Facebook social networking sex study, so to speak, the number is 323-580-5600. That's 1-323-580-5600. We'd love to hear what your opinion is on this, too. But I guess, you know, I also want to raise it now also, too. Would you, even before going out on a date, would you screen your date through Google, or would you just rather find out things as you go along?
Well, you know, I don't know. I've never met anybody face-to-face internet. I mean, you know, it's funny because I've exchanged phone numbers. I've talked to people over the phone. But actually meet them in person? Nope, never done that. I've never, and anybody I've met, I've never, like, Googled up their name to see what their background says. I've never done that thing either. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you know, what somebody does in their past doesn't really, how does that pertain to me? You know, so I guess maybe that's why I don't. You know, I just can't be bothered with that part.
Well, you know, I am going to have to call you out on something, so I think and I know you have. And I know that you have at least one point have Googled or Yahoo or XYZ yet. So I know you haven't met him personally, but I know you've already done your research on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say at that point, yeah, I think you've already done your research. I've already done my research on Christina Hendricks as well. So we both lied, so we have to apologize to our audience about that. But yeah, you know, I think it's interesting, too, that looking at this, you know, 72% of women report scouring an current partner's ex-girlfriend's Facebook page. I'm not even sure if I would tell my current girlfriend who my exes were. I mean, you know, it's like setting up a danger zone. You know, I'm pretty sure, like, even before you start dating, if you're a guy, get rid of the pictures. You know, don't leave anything behind. It's going to, you know, but I would think of the guy who's already done that. Why would you tell your girlfriend who your current girlfriend is on Facebook? Because you know that's what's going to happen. Yeah, it's a lot more Facebook than it is MySpace because of the changing ways of MySpace. But I remember back in the day, you know, there were certain people who, you know, might have taken an interest in me, and, you know, they were, like, looking at me, like, well, who's that? And who's that? And I know a lot of girls, you know, and it's, you know, but, you know, I don't know about that. But that's like, you gotta go start explaining yourself. And if they see a picture with somebody, you know, then they think the worst, and then they want to assume anything. And I know in this day and age, we're careful about, you know, who you open up to. You know, it's just one of those things where, I don't know, I just kind of, social networking, you've seen it. It's gotten to a lot of breakups because of that.
Oh, definitely. You know, I think it's a whole new world, and I think social networking is really definitely going to have a big impact on how people function as far as relationships and friendships and whatnot, and keeping touch and letting the past go as well as moving forward.
Yeah, I just don't know where it's actually going to go. And like I said, even in the heat of passion, now this one I really don't get. You got to be one. I'm breaking this whole social networking study down, but you got to be one heck of a. I don't know if that's rude or not, but when a call or a text comes in, like I said, 5% of respondents said they glance to see who's calling, and 1% say they stop to answer the phone. I mean,
I'm thinking the sex wasn't any good. That's the first thing I thought. I mean, honestly, I'm thinking that if a text comes in and you're getting some, and if it's any good, you're not even going to care about that call or that text that's coming through. So I'm thinking that either, A, you're just with that person because something better you're hoping will come along, or, B, it's not any good. There's nothing. There's no sparks. They're just kind of going through the motion.
Awesome. Either the way it goes, either with God's perspective or woman's perspective, that would be pretty. I would be pretty offended. Then what about this? I mean, breakup. I mean, by text. I mean, does it? I guess 43% of women said that they get it. Only 27% of men. I don't know what would the women think if they got breakup by a guy from text.
Well, you know, LeVar, the crazy thing is, if you do remember a few years back, that's how Kevin Federline found out he was getting divorced. Brittany texted him that, which I thought that was highly impersonal. I'm like, come on, this is supposed to be your husband. I've been dumped over the phone, and I thought that was rude. I know people probably don't want to cause a scene, or they're afraid of a scene being caused, but I think it's easier just to tell the person head on. I mean, as much as you don't want to be technically the bad guy, I think sometimes you just have to just say, okay, it is what it is. It's not working out. I think sending a text or dumping somebody over the phone or sending an email, I think that's kind of tacky. I mean, that really shows how little respect you have for that person. And that's really what it comes down to.
And I guess also, too, and going back to that study about they won't befriend an ex on Facebook, 75% to constantly checking their former sweetheart's page. I guess I'm going to ask this from personal experience. Well, I mean, I guess for me, like I said, I have an ex on Facebook. I really don't check their page. I really couldn't care. I mean, if something pops up where, you know, there's something going on that's like, just, you know, they've moved on, I moved on. If there's something that's kind of going on
exactly.
By way of, like, an emergency and I just happen to see it, you know, I would then probably make a comment, but even then, you know, it's like, I'm not that sneaky, but I guess, you know, if you're, why defriend an ex? Well, I can understand keeping an ex, But if you're going to constantly check it, what for? I mean, at that point, you know, that's almost along the lines of stalkers.
Well, you know, I think when people do that, I think it's because they have some sort of unresolved issues. I do have an ex on my Facebook page, and like you, I don't care. I mean, I don't go on his page. I could really care less, you know. And in fact, he had some sort of minor emergency, and I didn't even care. I didn't even know about it. He actually had to come into my work and tell me about it, and I didn't care then. But I think for him, I think for some people, it's more of a, maybe it's because they don't have the closure, or maybe they're still living in the past. That's the only thing I can come up with. I think if you're going back on somebody's page, I really think it's because you either didn't get out what you really needed to get out, or you got a question mark going through your head, and maybe you're trying to find it via that way, reading their wall. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm definitely forward to this. A lot of people still kind of keep up on it, and a lot of people break up, and a lot of people. So what we've learned from that study is that, you know, a lot of people do their entire dating lives on phone. But you know what, though? It is interesting, and I would like to know who that 1,200 men and women were in the age bracket, because I think, like you said,
me too.
I think it all depends. I think the older that you are, you know, not in that 20 crowd anymore, yeah. I think the older that you are, you know, it's kind of one of those things where we're still in that stage where we call, you know. But
sure.
Younger folks definitely backs off of that. So I know, you know, if you're going to go out and you're going to date that 21-year-old, you know, you always have to get some text and maybe some things by computer. I love it. You know, I'm arguing with friends about it. Plus, I guess it leads to another thing, probably pretty much outside of this whole thing about dating. What do you befriend a friend? You know, I know they said they won't befriend an ex. You're okay, but if you're going to befriend somebody, when do you befriend a friend? And I know you have stories. I know I have stories on that. I'd love to know if our listeners have stories on that. Like I said, if you're around, you know, you call us in 323-580-5600. But I recently had to delete someone. And it wasn't pretty, but the thing was that this person, I guess in some small way, they were a little too forward, I guess perhaps, not forward in terms of like, you know, always swearing and doing whatever, but it was kind of like, I think what led it for me was, it's just certain things I think about some people that will lead you to just like finally delete them. And this person, she sent something out, and she was like, "Oh, you know, if you're 30 years old and you haven't been in a fight yet, I don't know if you'd be the type of person I'd want to date." And for me, you know, okay, if that means that, then that means that you're smart. And obviously, that's scary. You know, not sure if you heard me on the other end. Well, I mean, we have a little technical difficulty, and actually we do. but I know Wilma pretty much has a very interesting story on that. Hopefully she'll get back online here, kind of lost her here. I love day one things that we're trying to do with this show. Unfortunately, I know we're having some feedback, too, on the other end. Hopefully it's not affecting your listening too much. If it does, we'll try to do the show again tomorrow. And I think we've got Lola back. And you there, Lola?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it kind of broken up, and I'm like, what? And then it hung up. It was, like, really broken up, and you were explaining about defriending a friend that said about the fight, that she needed a kind of a fighter, not so much of a lover.
Yeah, basically. You know, I think my question is, you never have to befriend somebody, I guess, based off of just getting fed up with what they type.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's a few people. You know, today I had to delete somebody, and he had a funny way of, he was a grown man, it was a man. And I would say he must have been in his 30s. He was divorced. He was raising two young children. He'd been in the Army. I mean, he had a good background. And then all of a sudden, like within the last, like, less than a month, he started typing really weird. And it, at first I was like, what the heck? And today I just got on my skin because I thought, is he seeing somebody? Is he trying to track somebody? It was very annoying. And today I just turned on my laptop and I was going through the newsreel and his name came up with whatever statement he had said and he had this funny writing going on. And I said, this is it. I'm either going to write him and say, what's going on in your life? Why are you writing this? Because you're a grown man. I'm expecting this from a 14-year-old girl. And he was either going to be highly insulted and then just remove me, or I just removed myself. So I took myself off his page.
Wow.
And
wow.
I had to recently take a boss off my page. So, I mean, you know, I don't think people realize how much Facebook does kind of impact, but I had a thing come up at my job. And my boss, somebody made a generalization. It wasn't me. And I had commented on it. And you know how you can go on the page and kind of see what people comment on someone's status? And I had agreed with them. And he read more into that status and thought it pertained to him. And I came to work, and he kind of got really confrontational and kind of got ugly about it. And I had to take him off my page. And, I mean, it got eventually to the main boss. And looking back, you know, when everything kind of cooled down, and he apologized. But looking back, he realizes that he read into something that wasn't even there. So, I mean, Facebook, it's kind of, it's a tough call. The lines can easily get blurred.
Yeah, it can really get blurry because, you know, I know people, of course, that type in all caps, so I think that they're angry all the time.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it sounds like they're shouting.
Yeah. Like, have a good day! And you're like, wow, whoa. All you that still type on Facebook, stop it. Don't do it anymore. Also, you know, you get your folks who, I don't know, I was like, for me, I know some people who just like to talk on one topic all the time. You know, if you ever have those people that just talk about one particular thing and that's all they have is a status.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we ought to come up and I think we ought to ask our folks out there if they do is to tell us their top, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for, are their top annoyances with people on Facebook.
You know, one of my annoyances is... One thing that annoys me about Facebook, you know, is, like, I don't play any games. Everybody out there, if you're on my page, you know I don't play any games. I don't play Yoville. I don't play Farmville. I don't play Cafe World. I don't play Mafia Wars. So quit sending me requests. It's, you know what? I've deleted a person over that, too. If I don't play them, quit sending them to me.
I was shocked to see that people still poke people on Facebook. I didn't think anybody did that anymore until I was looking at somebody's page, a celebrity's page, and I'm like, yeah, there's like over 900 messages and 1,100 pokes, and it was like, people still do that? And I was like, yeah, unfortunately, you know.
No
Mafia Wars or Yoville or whatever it is. I don't do it either, so. It's not a lot of fun.
It's very annoying.
Go ahead, Lola.
It's really annoying. I even hate when people pull those so-and-so just answered a question about you to find out what they said. You know, click on this, and I'm thinking, I could care less. Like, I don't play those games or take those quizzes. And, you know, it just... Stuff like that just drives. I always remove it. You know, I'll try to catch it and then remove it.
Yeah, we're gonna start to sound like Andy Rooney after a while. You know,
we are starting to sound like Andy Rooney.
Have you ever been poked? I did poke. It's not a lot of fun. You know, it's stuff like that, you know. But, get that? Let's do my
you know, another thing I don't like, maybe they're not so bothered by it, but I get so tired when people post and copy those statuses, like, if you have the most beautiful daughter in the world, you put this as your status. I can't stand those ones. And now people make up their own statuses.
Here you go, Facebook. That's a well, don't get us wrong. We love the social networking medium because it actually helps us to get our show out and actually helps us to get our message out. But there's just some things about it we can do without. But we know that's why it's a social network. So it's just our own opinions. But if you have your own, you can leave them on our Facebook page at Easy Comment Network, Blog Talk Radio, LeVar and Lola. I mean, we'd love to hear your opinions as to what your Facebook annoyances are. I would go into MySpace, but I'm not even sure if too many people kind of follow it anymore. A lot of people I know are kind of breaking apart from it, but, when it comes to dating, definitely in this study, to wrap things up, is that it comes from, a Google, Yahoo world or Facebook, because that's where a lot of people are at. And, if you are and you're doing those things, especially if you're answering the phone during sex, stop it. Come on, people. Really? It's just something that, it's almost like, you wouldn't answer it during, some people do, but I was going to say you wouldn't answer it during a job interview, so don't do it during this job, quote-unquote, interview. Bad way to go, but with that, we've only got a couple of minutes left to go, and I do want to remind you that our brand new show here, The Cutting Room Floor, which I don't know, for some odd reason today, we've had a lot of feedback. Hopefully that's not an indicator of things to come. But we will have a regular schedule for this, and we will alert you on our Facebook page as well as on our Twitter page, which I know I have to update. 4i on Hollywood is where you're looking. And also you can join us on Friday for Hollywood. The only thing I have to say is coming out tomorrow, Bob Marley is one of the new music Tuesdays along with Ricky Martin, Aretha Franklin, Rod Stewart. On DVD it's Conviction, The Tillman Story, which was a great documentary, and the 60th anniversary edition of Alice in Wonderland. And this weekend at the box office, The Right with Anthony Hopkins finished at number one with $14.8 million. Rounding up the top five, No Strings Attached at number two, The Mechanic at number three, The Green Hornet at number four, and The King's Speech at number five. Great night last night from SAG Awards. We'll have a lot more on that on Friday with Eye on Hollywood. Lola, anything you want to add?
No, that's about it. We had some little technical difficulties, but we managed to prevail.
And so, as always, we'll try to do better next time. So, we're going to wrap this baby up. For Lola, I am LeVar. This has been The Cutting Room Floor. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Friday with Eye on Hollywood.